I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, finally, a nice gal finishes first. CNN's Candy Crowley will soon host her own Sunday morning news talk show. She's the first woman in years to have that platform to herself. We'll ask her about her plans in a few minutes. But first, it's time for our weekly political chat, and we are going to leave the Beltway behind and head to Nashville, Tennessee. That's where 1,000 activists have assembled for the first ever National Tea Party Convention. The Tea Party grassroots movement formed last year amid anger over a range of policies promoted by President Barack Obama and the Democratic Congress, and it's believed to be gaining steam ever since. The keynote speaker, former Republican vice presidential candidate and former Alaska governor, Sarah Palin. Joining us to talk more about what's going on is Joseph Farah. He's the founder of WorldNet Daily. That's a conservative news website, and he's a speaker at the event. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Nice to be with you, Michelle.
So how's it different than other conventions you've been to? Presumably you've been to other political conventions. How's this different?
Well, this is a very eclectic group, and I think there's probably a fundamental misunderstanding about just who the Tea Party constituency is. A lot of folks assume that these are conservative activists, and I think that the folks I'm meeting, you know, are coming from all different backgrounds and political persuasions. There are Democrats here. There are people who supported Hillary Clinton in 2008. And I think the thing that brings them all together is that they are just discouraged about the direction of the country. And they want to get back to basics. They think that the federal government over the last year has been overreaching, exceeding the limits on its authority under the Constitution. And it's a very potent political movement.
What's the objective of the convention? What do you hope to get done when you leave there, by the time you all leave there?
I'm not an organizer of the convention, and I'm not an activist myself. I run a news source.
Why are you speaking, though? You're on the program.
Well, the organizer of the convention, Judson Phillips, said it best, I think, when he said, Farah was a Tea Partier before there was a Tea Party movement. And I think that's just the case. Back in 2008, when the country was lining up either behind Barack Obama or John McCain, I was saying none of the above. I wrote a book called None of the Above, and I explained to people, and I think the audience that was reached was primarily a Republican audience. The idea was that, look, Barack Obama, it's not going to be the end of the world if he is elected, because what's going to happen is you're going to see a grassroots awakening in this country like we've never seen before. And I don't know what it's going to be called, but it is going to respond to the agenda put forth by Obama and Pelosi.
So do you think none of the above is kind of the core sentiment there?
I think, Michelle, that there's going to be some surprises in November. If the Republicans think that what is happening with this Tea Party movement across the country is just going to help them, they're in for a rude awakening.
Well,
I think that this is more of an anti-incumbency movement than anything else. And people like John McCain in Arizona are going to have a real tough time getting these folks behind.
I understand that. I take your point that you're there kind of as a, well, kind of journalist, quasi kind of thought leader. Does that sound right? Okay, you'll take that. That the intention is to vote on a number of so-called first principles. Do you think that you're at a point where you could enumerate what those first principles are?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, it's the Constitution. I think people are responding to, things like health care and looking at the idea of telling individual sovereign Americans that they have to get health insurance and they have to do it certain ways, and it becomes mandatory, and this is being directed by Washington, really rubs people the wrong way. Not just Republicans, not just conservative activists, but look what happened in Massachusetts, a state that already has health care provision.
Which was advanced by a Republican governor.
Yeah, exactly.
But the Constitution is a living document. I guess that's one of the things that interests me about it, which is why there's a Supreme Court to continue to interpret it. It's a living document. It's not a static document. So the question is, that's why there are 9 people and they all get a vote on that court to determine what the Constitution does mean today. Do you feel that there is some, overriding interpretation that these folks are just ignoring?
A lot of folks on the Supreme Court who don't believe the Constitution is a living document, and I don't subscribe to that. And Michelle, if you do, I like to sit down with you and play a game of poker with living rules.
I don't play poker, darling. So that'd be a non-starter. We could do Scrabble, but I don't think poker. But I guess that's what I'm asking you. Sort of philosophically, you just don't buy that argument.
No, you think
that the interpretation is very clear to those who are willing to see it.
That's your
view of the matter.
The United States was founded under the principle of rule of law. And if the laws are living, then they have to be interpreted by, nine high priests in black robes.
Well, by that standard, wouldn't people of color, of people of African descent, still be counted as 3/5 of a white man if the Constitution didn't have an evolving understanding?
No, we have a mechanism for amending the Constitution, one that involves getting the will of the people behind you, and that's how that was dealt with
okay.
in the Supreme Court.
Well, we're out of time for now. So, Joseph Farr, we appreciate your speaking with us. Maybe you'll come back and talk to us after the convention is over and give us a sense of what you think was accomplished there and how things are looking for the future. How about
that?
That'd
be fun.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Joseph Farr is the co-founder of the WorldNet Daily. That's a conservative news website. He's a speaker at this weekend's National Tea Party Convention, and he joined us by phone from Nashville, which is where the convention's being held. Joseph, thank you.
You bet.